today, CBS News suddenly discovers the Hunter Biden laptop. The left continues to blame conservatives for the Colorado Springs shooting, and Fauci claims the unvaccinated are the real danger. It's 2022. We've got all of that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and today's episode is brought to you by Healthy Cell. They are my very favorite, my ultimate go-to for a multivitamin, as well as a bunch of supplements to help with sleep, focus, whatever you need. And they're a gel that you can, they got a little packet, and you get maximum absorption. So you got to go there. It is healthycell.com/news. Use code news for 20% off over at healthycell.com/news. I am joined today by Blaze TV contributor Yakub Buyans, also host of The Bottom Line, and Blaze TV's own Pat Gray, host of Pat Gray Unleashed. Mm-hmm. You should be subscribed to both of these gentlemen, I'm just saying. You're missing out every day that you're not.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
That's really true, Sarah.
I know. That was actually my top story. Mm-hmm. You should be subscribed to both of these gentlemen. So I want to first get to this story about the Associated Press reporter. This is an award-winning Associated Press reporter. His name is James LaPorta, and he was fired after claiming that a, quote, senior U.S. intelligence official had said Russia had fired a missile into Poland. Now, this was back, I'm sure those of you who watch this all the time are no stranger to this news. On November 15th, Russia launched a missile attack in western Ukraine. During the attack, Ukrainian air defenses reportedly fired an errant missile into Poland. And, of course, NATO, Polish, and American leaders suggested shortly after the explosion that it was not a direct Russian attack. Ukrainian foreign minister, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, called the claim that the explosion was Ukrainian-caused a, quote, conspiracy theory. And you guys recall, Zelensky came out very forcefully, saying Russian missiles hit Poland, the territory of our friendly country. People died. He wanted NATO to get involved very swiftly, of course, conveniently. Mm-hmm. And after having updated the initial report several times, the AP indicated that a new assessment from three U.S. officials, quote, contradicts information, end quote, in the original article. And of course, shortly thereafter, the article was taken offline. The AP later issued a retraction. It's one of those things that this is why we can't trust the mainstream media. Everyone is rushing to get the story first, to break the story first, to get the highest amount of clicks. And it seems nobody really cares about what the actual truth of the matter is, as long as they're painting the narrative they want to paint, which, by the way, when it comes to Russia, let's all rush to the idea that it was Russia so that we can get involved in World War III. And then once it became, oh, wait, it's Ukraine. Now, all of a sudden, even though not a member of NATO hitting a NATO country, now all of a sudden it was just an unfortunate accident. Don't worry about it. Let's let bygones be bygones. Very convenient.
Almost feels like a Black Lives Matter movement with buildings burning. That's peaceful. But when we use our First Amendment right, we're the oppressors and we're the bad ones. I've said it before. Pick your poison. Two bad guys, Putin and Zelensky. The civilians suffer. Two bad guys. There's not a good guy in this. And it's so ironic, right? And Zelensky still hasn't come out and actually apologized and said, oops, sorry, it was that. But he was so fast to declare World War III and would have. Doubled down on that, say, come on, NATO, let's go. You know, so reckless. But it's fascinating to me, Pat, that this woke culture has now bled into war.
Yeah.
We're now woke in war.
We're woke, and all the Democrats are warmongers now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? And they're so ready and willing to jump in on this Ukrainian thing. And you're right about Zelensky's, he might be a little better than Putin. I don't know. But I think what's happening with Ukraine is that they're money laundering for Democrats.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And there's something really bad going on there. I mean, we have funneled in, by some reports, Glenn Greenwald said it was $91.5 billion. Mm-hmm. $91 billion. That is a ton of cash. And then you've got Zelensky, who is trying desperately to get us militarily involved. Mm-hmm. He wants our boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to be happy until we're fighting that war for him. And we just can't. I mean, we've done that too many times in too many places. And I think most of us are just tired of it.
Yeah.
Now, if we're directly attacked by somebody, then yeah, by all means, let's hit them with everything we have and end it. But I don't think we belong in other people's wars anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree. Nor do I think that our money belongs in other people's wars.
Especially not this kind of money.
We can't take care of ourselves here in America. We're facing, you know, record high inflation. Now is not the time to be sending billions of dollars to another country to do God knows what in this war. Because again, I think, you know, when it comes to Ukraine, I would love to see receipts on what our money is actually being spent on.
And nobody's doing an audit over there. Nobody.
I mean, it's not. And I can tell you, look, I'm just going to speak of what I know firsthand. We've got ministries in Poland we work with, Pat, and they're feeding the hungry in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And they're raising money to put food in people's mouths in the Ukraine. And I called Hendrik Kroll from Poland. I said, Hendrik, where's the $90 billion? Mm-hmm. Look at the GDP of Ukraine and then look at $90 billion comparatively, right?
Yeah.
It's a serious chunk. He's like, yuck, zero. None of that money is feeding Ukrainians.
Right.
Nonprofits are raising it around the world to go feed people. It's lining the pockets of warmongers on the left, military contractors, manufacturers of arms, but it's not helping the people. But the American, the Sarah, the Yaku, the Pats told, hey, your tax dollar is feeding the Ukrainians, stopping human trafficking. Bogus. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nonsense.
You would think they'd have better conditions on the front lines than we've heard about. For instance, when one of the Americans was badly injured over there. They put him in the back of a beat-up old pickup truck that had bullet holes riddled all through it. Mm. And all four tires had been blown off. And he was they were down to the wheels, just the wheels. And that's what they drove him to the hospital in. He didn't make it. But you would think, with all the money we pumped into that, that they'd have, I don't know, Humvees, something.
Yeah. You should see it.
Something better.
I mean, there should be a tangible evidence, right?
Yeah, we should see it. And
there should be oversight.
There should be American oversight in all the money we're sending to them.
And that should not, I mean, that should be bipartisan. That is not, that's not a political thing to say.
Right.
Every single taxpaying American should want to know where this money is going and be able to see the paper trail for it.
Yeah.
All right, I want to switch gears here to, you know, speaking of, I know we talked about this, the story from the AP changing all of these times. You know, it's fascinating because CBS News, who fought this for a very, very long time, yesterday, finally, congrats to CBS News, who finally became aware that the Hunter Biden laptop was real and they confirmed its existence. Watch.
Yay. The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
But there was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
It's dad. I called and told you I love you. Love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help?
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
What?
This Delaware computer shop is where the laptop's backstory begins.
Breaking news.
Their records indicate in April 2019, Hunter Biden took his laptop in for repair, but after 90 days, the store considered it abandoned.
And he left it there?
I can't believe this.
He left it.
Why haven't we heard of this before?
What?
Ever.
I can't believe this breaking news from CBS. Great job, guys. Oh. Where is the Pulitzer for this? This is wonderful. I mean, it's only
reporting at the finest.
Two years too late. Finally, I've heard that voicemail. Have you heard that voicemail?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that voicemail many times. Now, all of a sudden, we're hearing all these things as if they're just finding out. If only we knew about this in 2020.
She's acting as if this is just being broke. Nobody's ever discussed this before. And we took it out for analysis. And it was verified that it really is Hunter Biden. Yeah. Thank you.
Could be the president's voice.
Incredible.
It's almost like we could have used this information in an election here.
Almost, yeah.
Almost.
Maybe. We didn't have it then.
Sarah.
Oh,
and also, we didn't have it in the midterms.
No.
Dang it.
Gosh darn
could
it.
Could have been a red wave. Maybe, you know, if we just had this. But it could be. You know, I fly so much. I went to the airport yesterday. They don't even look at your ticket anymore. It's facial recognition. It's straight up facial recognition. Your ID. It could be the president's voice. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Let's double check. Let's just make sure.
I'm so thankful to CBS News for just being on it.
They say
the way that they were and finally figuring out, catching up to the rest of us over 2 years later, that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And there's a lot of bad stuff on there. So I hope that CBS continues to report on all of the other files that are on the Hunter Biden laptop, not just the cute little voicemail from his daddy. Yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked whether Joe Biden was involved in any of Hunter's foreign business dealings, and it went about how you would expect it to go. Watch.
Can you address whether the president was involved in any of his son, Hunter, or his brother's foreign business dealings?
So look, there's a little bit of interesting, kind of on-brand thinking here, because congressional Republicans ran saying that they were going to fight inflation. They said they were going to make that a priority. They were very clear about that these past several months. And instead, what they're doing is they're focusing, they're making their top priority. They get the majority, and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family.
I didn't hear an answer in there, KJP.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of I love the idea that Congress people can't be focused on more than one thing at the same time. She's they ran on fixing the inflation that we caused and made go to skyrocketing high levels. But now they're focusing on the president. Like, yeah, they can do both. They can focus on both.
Maybe one side can do both. Maybe the other side can't, Sarah.
I mean, they can focus on making a lot of things bad at the same time, because they have made inflation bad. They have made gas prices skyrocket. They have made supply chain issues worse. So they are really good at multitasking
for destruction.
It's just the wrong way.
Yeah. You know, that was probably one of, as bad can be, her best performance. She needs a Heisman, if you know what I'm saying. She needs a Heisman trophy. That was a stiff arm if you've ever seen a stiff arm.
Well, it's like, Republicans. Well,
on brand. She squirrel. Yes. Winter.
I love lamp.
Winter. Dude, come on, man.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I mean, we've seen some really bad press secretaries.
Yeah.
But she is the ultimate in badness. Really, really awful.
Badness, yeah.
Everyone probably has to be good at something. She's really good at being horrible at her job.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Which is apparently the requirement to work in this administration. You need to be horrible at something.
That's a great point.
So who would be the worst at being president? Pick that guy.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
Well, you say that, but that it may be his successor that might actually end up being worse. I go back and forth on whether or not I'd like to find out.
I don't want to find out.
Let's go to this really quickly. Yesterday, journalist Grant Wall complained that he was not let into the World Cup game in Qatar for wearing a gay pride shirt. One of the security guards reportedly told him they were trying to protect him from the fans inside who would hurt him for wearing the shirt. Earlier in the day, FIFA threatened European team captains with automatic yellow cards for wearing a One Love armband because, you know, homosexuality is illegal in Qatar. But please continue to tell me how all of the LGBTQIA apostrophe S semicolon backslash people are so oppressed here in America, where they basically run all of the conversations. We just had a national, you know, Trans Awareness Day. I'm like, is there anyone on God's green earth who isn't aware that trans people exist? They take every possible moment to rub it in all of our faces. Is there anyone who does not know that trans people are around and need serious mental health care and therapy? I don't think there's anyone left. But apparently, I guess, what is it? Grant Wall is finding out the hard way that you have it pretty good here in America. Not so much in Qatar.
Yeah, I say let him in.
See what happens?
Let him in. Open the gates like you did on another day. Open the gates. Let him in. Let's talk then.
Yeah.
You have a reason to squeal and squirm about not having rights, because you don't have a reason here.
Yeah.
So let him in.
Yeah.
An example is a good thing every once in a while.
It's like all of the LGBT people, allies who have Ukrainian flags in their bio and all of that. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I think you know what would happen.
Qatar's a perfect place for the world to discover true homophobia, if that's what you want to call it.
The whole place is a disaster.
They round up homosexuals, and then a lot of times they utilize homosexuals to round up other homosexuals. Mm-hmm. They go and seek them out. They use them as agents, and then the homosexuals go and show them other homosexuals that they can then round up. I mean, they're really serious about eliminating gayness from their country.
Yeah, but Pat, the gay people in the trans community here are really oppressed here in America because we seem to have a problem with them sexually indoctrinating our children.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's
terrible. Don't you feel
terrible.
Bad for them?
Oh, man.
Maybe they should move to Qatar and see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. We got to take a quick break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. So, look, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they are really, really putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to creating this parallel economy because, you know, we're talking about all of these issues, we're talking about all of these special agenda groups. Point being, there are a lot of industries where the left runs the show, and you don't want to give your money to people who hate you and wish that you didn't exist. That is where Patriot Mobile comes into play because they're going to give you the same service, but it's going to be, you know that you're providing, you know that you are funding and giving your money to a company who believes in the same values that you do. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. And again, They are supporting the sanctity of life. They are supporting pro-Second Amendment organizations. They are taking a portion of your bill and they are donating it to the causes that you care about. You can go to patriotmobile.com/news. That is patriotmobile.com/news. Authorities said the Colorado Springs shooter faces 5 charges of first-degree murder, 5 counts of a bias-motivated crime that caused bodily injury. Now, I just want to be clear because there's a lot of misinformation going around that the motive has already been, you know, released and that is why the suspect is being charged with these bias-motivated crimes. These are actually preliminary charges, so they have the, you know, they have not been formally filed yet. This is just basically what the Colorado Springs authorities want to charge him with. They are still obviously trying to collect enough evidence to be able to keep those charges because they do not have enough right now to say. They have not, as of the time of this taping, I'd like to say, because you never know what can change in a very short amount of time. But they have not released a motive yet. And I also find it fascinating that the affidavit has been sealed. So the warrant and the detective's affidavit that provides the supporting evidence for that warrant has been sealed at the prosecutor's request to avoid jeopardizing the investigation, they say. I just feel like if this is actually what the left keeps saying it is, and this was some sort of hate crime, which would be horrible, by the way. Yeah. I personally don't know any conservative pundit or lawmaker or any person at all, conservative or Democrat, who have ever called for someone to go murder LGBT people. So I still don't, like, mentally ill people will do very mentally ill things, and I don't think anyone should bear responsibility for that other than the mentally ill person. However, if you're going to have this conversation in the public square, you need to make sure that you back that up with some sort of evidence that there was a motive that connects with what they're trying to say. And I just find it very fascinating that now we're sealing affidavits. We're making sure the public can't know things. We're wiping people. We talked about this earlier in the week. We're wiping people's social medias before any of the public can actually go and do the digging for themselves. I mean, it really is scary to me how easily either officials, right, lawmakers or social media or mainstream media outlets are able to wait, perhaps to shape the narrative that they'd like to shape, and then release what they'd like to release. Meanwhile, the public sphere has already gone crazy about how all conservatives have blood on their hands because they have, I don't know, called for the LGBT community to stop sexually indoctrinating children, which I find to be completely unconnected to what happened at the nightclub. I want to get into a couple things, guys, about this shooter. So just kind of interesting tidbits here. The father of the Colorado shooter. His name is Aaron Brink. He's a former mixed martial arts fighter and adult film performer. So, porn star. His stage name is Dick Delaware. So, he was introduced to crystal meth through the porn scene. Wow, I'm shocked. I thought that that was such a buttoned up business, and his daily habit took over. He lost both his porn and his MMA fighting careers. He now spends his days using drugs and watching porn for hours on end. And his wife is at the end of her rope. This was in a 2009 episode of Intervention. So I can imagine what life is like now. The Colorado shooter changed his name when he was 15 years old to avoid association with his father, reportedly, because he was being bullied online. So
his last name's not Delaware?
His last name is not Delaware.
It's a good move.
As it turns out.
He changed it to Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good.
It's like, who knows what the motive is, but sounds like this guy had a really messed up childhood and probably has some issues that our mental health community did not adequately treat or was not given the opportunity to treat. I don't know, because we talked about the bomb threat and, you know, the thing with his mother. And then allegedly the charges were dropped and the mother refused to testify. So I don't know what's going on, but we have nothing to draw from that would lead us to buy into the narrative that the left is painting right now.
When you look at Columbine, Uvalde, this shooting, the nightclub in Florida before, there's always smoke way earlier. There's signs way earlier of mental instability, abuse in childhood, other acts of violence, killing animals, etc., and people looking the other way, not wanting to face the elephant in the room that we have a nation with a severe mental illness crisis on our hands. And it's not all the right, and it's not political, and it's got nothing to do with what they like. But they like to let a narrative run wild, Sarah. They don't intend. You remember in the past when something happened, the cops would come out right away and say, "Now, we do not have the facts. We don't know what's verifiable. Let us investigate." Those days are gone. Now they just let social media run wild while they scrape the internet. You can't research it. So for that reason, I want to do a shameless plug. It's always struck me as awesome how the Blaze handles stories, honestly, whether it's Jason Buttrell or Glenn's team or you, about how we proof and verify things here to the best of our ability. Or if we run with a story, say, "Hey, we don't know yet. Let's wait." How often through COVID we said, "This is our opinion, but let's see. Okay, it happened to be true." You know? They don't do that. They allow the public to run wild. They want that.
Yeah, they do.
To run wild, scrape it. We can't verify or proof anything. And then by the time you get the truth, it's 2 years later, and people and the damage has been done.
I feel like Obama actually was the one to set that precedent when he was in office. And who was that? Wasn't it a professor who was had some run-in with the law, and Obama, it was a friend of Obama's, and he came out very quickly and said that it was racially motivated before we even knew any of the facts. And of course, it ended up not being racially motivated. But I think the press and the lawmakers learned a valuable lesson to them, not, I mean, at the expense of America, but a valuable lesson to them that if they come out very quickly and paint that narrative, it's very hard to take it away.
Yeah. And right away, they were trying to label this a hate crime against the homosexuals, LGBT. Are most shootings done out of an abundance of love? I'm not aware of that. If that's a thing.
Right?
I mean, of course, it's hate. Yeah. I mean, or mental illness.
Mental illness.
Yes.
Right. Right.
There's two choices, really.
It's not mercy.
Because people who are normal don't kill other people.
Yeah.
No matter what you think of them, you still don't kill them. So, yeah, we got a really bad mental health crisis in our country. And the Democrats, the left, certainly doesn't want to hear about that. All they want to do is blame the gun and blame the right. Those are their only two goals right now. Get rid of guns and shut down the right.
Yeah. Which is, okay, so to that point, Pat, there was an MSNBC analyst that was on, and he called for Lauren Boebert and Tucker Carlson to face civil charges if the investigation shows that the shooter may have been influenced by them. Watch.
Prosecutors and police, they found quickly what they needed. That means they know this was a bias crime. This is likely, and since we've heard reports that the subject isn't cooperating with police, that means they likely found clear and convincing evidence on his devices. If he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it and shame it. He's a consumer of these people, and those people should face civil consequences from the victims.
Oh my gosh.
So,
wow.
Question: should Bernie Sanders face charges?
Yes,
absolutely.
For the softball shooting,
if that's what you're going to go by, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
If that's a game we're going to play, I don't think we should.
Right.
But if you're going to do that, then you got to do both sides.
Yeah. Should Joe Biden face charges for all the deaths at the border?
Yeah.
Should Kamala Harris face charges for showing up 40 miles short of the border, not doing anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Where does this end? So if you want to take, hey, listen, the sword of truth, which is the word of God, cuts clean both ways. So let's cut.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to go down this road. We can't even get Hunter's laptop confirmed.
Well, we finally did.
Finally.
Yay.
But now will we go investigate it?
Right.
Will the voice from the sky that's daddy now be investigated? I mean, no, come on, man. They'll pick up any stick to hit the right with. But they don't play by the same rules.
Yeah. All right. We've got more to come, but we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flare over it that I wouldn't be seated, so I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to Reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
Last Friday, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to determine whether Donald Trump will face federal charges in connection with what they say are his attempts to reverse the 2020 presidential election or his retention of sensitive government documents at Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, they told us at first were nuclear codes. And then they were like, never mind, there's no nuclear codes. We were lying about that. But Merrick Garland chose Jack Smith, a veteran prosecutor who has spent the past 4 years as a specialist prosecutor of purported war crimes committed by the Kosovo Liberation Army. Well, just so you know, apparently Jack Smith's wife donated to Biden's 2020 presidential campaign and also worked as a producer Obama's documentary, Becoming. So you guys can be rest assured that everything is on the up and up. There will be, as Pat pointed out, no conflict of interest at all whatsoever. The DOJ, the FBI, all of these government alphabet agencies have not been weaponized against you, okay? And that was confirmed by the expert of all things, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who assured us, again, the Biden administration does not politicize the DOJ. Watch.
But look, I will say this, and I've said this many times before, we do not politicize the Department of Justice. That is something that the president said during the campaign. That is something that the president said in his early days of being in the White House, and that continues to be true.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Sure.
Well, Pat, he said it.
Yeah, he said it. So obviously, done deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't look at anything else.
There it is, right?
You know, when you tell a lie and there's a lot of truth in it, he doesn't have to politicize the DOJ because he owns it. Yeah. The left owns it. They don't even have to politicize it. The DOJ just says, what would you like us to do?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Put someone in charge to investigate you, and I promise it will be objective.
There's enough people at the FBI now that are, you know, ideologically driven that they probably don't have to tell them too many times because they just do it.
It's embedded. It's cultural at this point.
Yeah.
It's like Twitter was. It's cultural. You don't even, you know, they're recruiting their own kind. It's a self-perpetuating cesspool.
And they desperately want to get Trump in jail before he runs for office again. Yeah. They desperately want to put him in jail to prevent him from becoming president again.
They want that perp walk.
They do. They do. I think it's what is driving most of their moves right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree. All right. I want to move to Dr. Fauci, who is, for some odd reason, still standing up there giving press conferences and going on national news as if anyone is listening to him right now. But he claimed that the real danger this time of year in November 2022 now is among the people who have not been vaccinated, of course.
Oh,
watch.
Good gosh.
And vaccinated and unboosted versus vaccinated plus boosted. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get boosted, but the real danger is in the people who have not been vaccinated.
Oh, good.
Wasn't it last year that Joe Biden said that we were looking at a winter of severe illness and death if we were unvaccinated?
Yeah.
Here we are. Still here.
Still here.
This
still
is
unvaccinated.
Be the year, though. Still unvaccinated over my dead body, by the way, will I be getting one? And as it turns out, my body's not dead. It's actually very much alive. And all of the statistics that I've seen, which I guess I won't get into because I don't want this to be banned from existence, but I've seen some numbers that would indicate that it's actually the vaccinated that are going into the hospital more frequently and dying from COVID more frequently.
Can we just say one word and hopefully it doesn't get us banned? Can we just say, research a little myocarditis. It's good to do your own research.
It's jaw-dropping that he's still trying to push this. It's the epidemic or the pandemic of the unvaccinated thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has been so disproven by now. You could maybe get away with that in 2020.
Yeah.
In late 2022, we know better.
It's over.
We know better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to find, what was it, yesterday? I feel like we just had a story that was New York Times or somewhere saying that most people were not getting their booster shots. They were not getting the vaccine because, as it turns out, many people either already. Yeah, there it is. Will COVID boosters prevent another wave? Scientists aren't so sure. Uh-oh, they're not sure now. But in the article, it said that that most people had either, you know, already been vaccinated and had immunity from the vaccine or already actually gotten it, you know, organically and already had immunity to it. So it was not going to be a huge deal and that healthy, young, you know, fit individuals should not worry about the virus because it didn't affect them. Now, I did take issue because it said that the older, immunocompromised, and pregnant people may want to consider it. And I was like, Yaku, you would have. I needed you. I needed you yesterday. I was like, no.
I'm so sorry I was not hearing
you. No, if you're pregnant, don't take that advice.
Oh, my
gosh. Please, no, don't do that.
Why would they, who run their eugenics programs, want you to pass it on to your unborn child in the womb? Of course they would. I mean, what a perfect storm. Glad I wasn't here because this cup would have flown across the room.
Don't take it out on my cups. Really quickly, yesterday a federal judge ordered Jen Psaki to testify about the White House's role in censorship in social media. Judge Terry Doherty denied a motion by Psaki's attorney asking to block the court order for her testimony and said that there was public interest in, quote, determining whether First Amendment free speech rights have been suppressed, end quote. This was filed by Attorneys General Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Jeff Landry of Louisiana on the basis that high-ranking officials in the Biden administration had censored free speech on social media platforms under the guise of combating misinformation. So we will hear Jen Psaki testify. What she will say is unclear. Whether we believe her is also unclear, but the judge did deny her attempt to not have to testify. Quick last words, both of you.
They'll sacrifice her.
You think?
Yep, they eat their own. They'll throw them to the wolves. If she buckles a bit, they will watch the left come against her.
Well, yeah, because she's not in the administration anymore. She's at MSNBC, so who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they could say, like, well, now you're profiting off of, you know, the platform that we gave you. What do we care what happens to you? Oh, gosh, I would love to see that happen. I'm sorry. Did I seem a little bit too excited for that? I'll just have my popcorn ready. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I mean, not that she's done anything unlikable. Balenciaga's newest ad campaign included children with, quote, bondage teddy bears. There's also a weird photo on their homepage of one of Balenciaga's purses sitting on top of a copy of the U.S. Supreme Court opinion in U.S. versus Williams, which is the child pornography case where the Supreme Court upheld the Prosecutorial Remedies and Other Tools to End the Exploitation of Children Today Act that outlawed the pandering of child pornography. And obviously, when, as you would expect, when the photo started making the rounds on social media, calling them out, Balenciaga scrubbed every reference to the photos. But you have to wonder what the hell was going on over there that anyone thought this would be a good idea. How many people does this have to pass through is what I want to know. At a company like this, how many departments does this pass through? How many people get their eyes on this and they're like, yes, that is what we want to portray to the world. Let's do it.
Marketing, media, PR, COO, CEO. 100%. 100%.
All saw it, all approved it.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
But actually, Sarah, they're being truthful with who they are. Evil has to announce itself. They do not frown upon the sexualization of children.
No, they're promoting it.
And that's why it passes through. This did not slip through the cracks. This got rubber stamp approval up and down the chain, 100%.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen is the sexualization right now of our kids. It used to be something we agreed on. Right.
Satanic,
right, left.
It's satanic.
Everybody was like, okay, leave the kids alone. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pervert them when they're adults, but leave the kids alone. Not anymore. No. They are all about getting to our children
from
and sexualizing
angle.
Them. And it's evil.
What's so frustrating, too, is that they will gaslight you when you say this is sexualizing children. Like, I go to a drag show and I see a young girl with, you know, drag queens, trans people, all these crazy characters dancing with their prosthetic or fake or whatever breasts in front of them, showing their rear ends, all of these things. And I show this video to them and they say, I don't see what's sexual about that.
Oh, and you're like, wow.
Have you become so desensitized? Society, I think, has become so desensitized to what even is sexual that you show them something like that. You show them something like what we just saw, that ad that we just saw, and they don't see the problem with it. And that really scares me.
But Sarah, it's predicted in Scripture. God says, surely I'll do nothing unless I first reveal it through the prophets. And here's the deal. God says, the Word of God says, they'll call evil good and good evil.
Right.
Our nation, I'm very concerned for America. We are literally under a demonic spirit where they can look at a video like that and go, no problem. Actually, they're promoting it as if it's positive for the child. Mm-hmm. By sexualizing a child and giving a child sexual experiences, you're protecting the child in some radical way. No, you're using a child to protect your sick acts as an adult, as a sick, demented, twisted, mentally ill person that doesn't want to get help. Now you're going to normalize it in children, so society must support and endorse your sick choice of lifestyle. It's biblical. It's announced, and we should stand against it.
Right. And this is why they're so put out about the law in Florida that prevented them from getting to our kindergarten to third graders. Mm-hmm. And we weren't allowing them to sexualize our kids at that early age. They're pissed off about that. Mm-hmm. And they've bashed DeSantis in Florida ever since. I mean, it's despicable. And again, evil. And they just desperately want access to the kids.
Yeah. The sexualization of children, Yaku, can you tell us what that type of thing leads to? Because you work in an industry that sees the ramifications of that.
One, I had Jenna from Jenna Quinn from Jenna's Law on my show today, and this is what we do full time. We'll be on the border this weekend, and trust me, we're going to visit grave sites of children that are abused sexually so much so they die. It leads to the sex trafficking of children, the rape of children, 100%. A child cannot. Again, scripture says a seed planted in fertile soil will grow. If it's a bad seed like this, it will grow. The child is now aware. The child asks questions. The child will now talk to a pedophile online, not knowing that it's not okay, because I'm talking to John the stripper, who's sugar baby over here at the strip club. And so the child doesn't have the ability to differentiate between good adult and bad adult. Mm-hmm. So the second you bring sex into the conversation, we're going to lose, Sarah, generations of children. We will lose them. And in fact, you will lose a voter at age 18, 19, 20, Pat, that will vote for First, Second Amendment, that will vote for the Constitution, freedom of religion. I was just with Kelly Shackelford. Forget about those things. They will not be able to protect it, because a child that's been sexualized goes into survival mode. They live to survive, and that's what they want. They want to break the future of this nation. And the greatest hurt Satan can inflict pain on God's heart is to abuse a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can people get involved with what you're doing?
Sarah, thank you. Please go to Yaku Boyens Ministries or helpjbm.org. And any way you support us, you are literally saving lives of children. And please support Sarah and her efforts of absolutely destabilizing these drag shows. The work you're doing is phenomenal. Jonathan, the whole crew, all of them. I mean, yeah, please support us.
I appreciate it. Wait, I think I speak for both of us when I say we need more of you in the fight.
Yeah.
We need way more of you in the fight, because we know you agree with us. But there is strength in numbers. And I think conservatives have been silent for too long. And that may be part of the reason why we're in the predicament that we're in here in society with culture. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, we were just talking about all of the, sexualization of children done by the LGBT community and all of that. But don't worry, because yesterday over on The View, which is, I can't believe that show is actually still on, Sonny Hostin claimed Jesus would have been the grand marshal at the Pride Parade. Watch.
For who they were, and someone came to that place.
And that's so sad. And I don't know that they hide behind religion, because I said this on this show once before. Jesus would be the grand marshal at the Pride Parade.
I don't mean about gay people. I mean in every argument we have.
But here's
the weaponized religion.
Here's my question.
But it's wrong. Mm-mm.
If you're so afraid, why are you going over there?
Yeah.
If they scare you so much, leave them alone.
I don't think that it's a phobia.
Right.
I'm not afraid of nothing.
I'm not afraid of a man dressed as a woman trying to pretend to be me. I'd just like to make that clear. Jesus as the Grand Marshal at the Pride Parade.
The blasphemy. First, Sonny, if you want to talk about Jesus, first you need to know him. Okay, so you have absolutely no position to talk about him. His words said that sexual immorality is an abomination. He does say love the sinner, which we all are, but hate the sin. There is no condition for the record that Jesus will be a grand marshal, which means the steward of it, the one celebrating it, the ringleader of immorality.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. It's blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always the people who know the Bible the least. You always want to use the religion and throw it back in religious people's faces. And you're like, you haven't read any of this, have you?
You don't really understand, do you?
No.
Yeah, Grand Marshal of the Gay Pride Parade. They'll say that he would have been a socialist. All of these things where, I mean, when did Jesus ever say that you should give money to the government so that they can distribute it?
Right.
I mean, never in Scripture is that done. And as Yaku pointed out, there was some things that rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah after they practiced this stuff, and to the point where, you know, they were trying to get to the angels that were in somebody's house and demanded that they come out so they could have sex with them. I don't think he'd appreciate it. I really don't.
Pat, I mean, you watch. They will come and say, well, Jesus wouldn't frown upon sex with children. Yet scripture says, rather you put a millstone around your neck, it's about a 50-pound center block in today's age, with a chain, throw yourself in the ocean, then harm a hair on the head of a child. But no, they want to quote Jesus because it's all in this love movement, Sarah.
Yeah, they just want to use it to throw back in your face. It's not like they believe a word of any of it.
Right.
So stop listening to them. Yes. I guess I'll take my own advice here. Not that I was listening to them in the first place. It's just fun to, you know, to mock them every once in a while. Grant me that at least.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.